This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, right here from the farm. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm very, very well, and thank you for being with us and staying up so late your time.
No, I love being on your show.
we love having you. I have a question for you. You know, I was up this morning, and it was dark, and I was thinking about Gwyneth and her off-grid system and lighting. What do you do for lighting at night in the evenings, in the early morning hours when you want to be able to see what you're doing in your home?
Okay.
What kind
of
lighting do you have?
We have these solar shed lights, okay, the sort that you get at your big box store. They have a tiny little solar panel, okay, which is on the outside of the house. And then there's a wire that you can either feed through a gap in the joinery or, drill a small hole in the roofing iron and then later on, plug up around the hole once you've passed the wire through. And then you have the light on the inside. And these solar shed lights, they provide enough light for us to move around the house after the lights go out at night. And not trip over anything. But you know something? It's actually really, really good for you to not have high light levels in the middle of the night, because it can, if you have a situation where you've got, incandescent bulb or compact fluorescent bulb or an LED bulb of a regular type on in the middle of the night, it can actually mess with your melatonin levels. And it can stop you from sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got these lights, the light is about as intense as what it would be on a full moon. So it's like having the same sort of light as the full moon on the inside of the house. So you can see the beds and the chairs and, tables and all of that that would be on the inside of the house. But it doesn't have that bright glare.
Now, because
as the night goes on, the light grows progressively more dim, and then probably an hour or two before dawn, which is usually when you're asleep anyway, it more or less burns out. But that's if anyone's contemplating an off-grid system, these lights, at some shops, at the local country hardware shop, they charge $25 each for them. If we travel about 100 kilometres into the nearest major town, They sell for $12.50
mm-hmm.
at the really, really, really big box hardware type store.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that's a good way that you can effectively light your house if you are living off the grid in the middle of the night after the lights go out.
Okay. So what about those dark, gloomy days when there's not much light to charge the system? Because you're depending on today's daylight for charging the battery in this shed light for tonight, right?
Yeah. You mm-hmm. still get some light. And on those nights, you just go to bed early, which is probably your inclination is to do anyway.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting...
And the other thing is that we do have fireplaces, and they provide some light as well. And up until 100 years ago, that's how everybody lit their houses at night.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I was thinking
extremely wealthy.
I was thinking about this, and that's the way when people lived in a rural setting like you and I do, that's exactly the way it was. And there was not the convenience of just flipping a switch and having instant light. And the reason that this is important is, you know, the sun, we are just like one sun burp away from not having that switch work. That's pretty much it. You know, if there's a massive solar ejection and it takes down the power grid, those light switches won't be of very much use. You know, Gwyneth, I mentioned this on the air. I don't know if I've told you. But I decided to run for the position of director of the local electric cooperative.
You did mention that.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this because I'm looking forward to hearing the presentations of the people who will be running against me and what they have to say and how, you know, what are the reasons that people should vote for them? That's what I'd like to know. I really would like to know that. And I'm going to get a chance to hear that.
The fact that their families have lived there for 100 years.
Yeah. You know,
I'm from here. My father was from here.
Yeah. And, you know, I have never gone to a doctor ever in my entire life and said, wait a minute, before we start with this, before we start with the exam, are you from here?
It doesn't matter. What matters is that they know what they're talking about.
You're darn right. So we have, people in rural America have been led to believe that if you're not from here, you're a threat. Actually, you know, it's true in a very small setting. The Native American Indians, if they think back, if you're not from here, you're a threat. Well, they were right. They were absolutely right. And when I think about the way it works, you know, when people get up on stage and say, you know, vote for me, I'm from here, I would really like to say, you know, so does that mean that your family was involved in the theft of the land from the natives? Did you guys, is that who you guys are? Did you steal the land from the natives and that's what you're talking about? Because I didn't do that. And no one in my family did it. However, we paid for it from people who ultimately stole it from the American natives, the Indians.
Yeah.
That's kind of an outrage. It really is. And I... it bothers me. So we were going to talk about kind of a pack mentality, a herd mentality, a pack dynamics, dogs and people. Let me share with you a story, if I may. Yesterday I read this. I do not have it on the screen at this moment. But there was a... there were two cops in St. Louis, Missouri, and they were in pursuit of a suspect. Not a criminal, just a suspect. And another cop, off-duty, was in his house. The off-duty cop was black. And he heard some commotion, some noise. I'm paraphrasing. And he grabbed his service weapon. And he brought it with him. And he went outside. And the two cops that were in pursuit of the suspect saw him and demanded that he get on the ground. Then they realized that he was one of their fellow cops, and they ordered him to stand up and walk toward them. So he did that. Mm-hmm. He was walking toward them. Another cop, which would be the fourth cop, joins them, sees the black off-duty cop, and shoots him. Right then and there. Boom.
Just assumes that because he's black, that he must be the enemy.
Well, you know, you got to wonder. You got to wonder. That sure appears that it could be the case. And the reason I mention this is we're going to talk about pack dynamics and in dogs and in people. And I mentioned this little story yesterday. And I was thinking about the Nazis, and I was thinking about people in groups. And I mentioned there was a poster back in the 80s, and it had a group of people and said, never underestimate the power of stupid people in large numbers.
And I've seen that in gift shops.
I think there's some validity to it.
I think I'll buy it and hang it up next to the one that says Rules of the Scottish Tavern, no throwing porridge at the serving wenches.
There's a lot of wisdom in that.
Yeah.
So here we have, and I was thinking about the Nazis, and it's been asked of those who were involved in the brutality. So why'd you do it? You know, why did you raise your gun and just kill all those people and shove them in a ditch? Why'd you do that? Why were you involved in these brutalities? And their answer is pretty much always the same. Well, you know, that's what they said. But they also would look around and they'd see the other guys following orders. So the first guy does it, the second guy does it, so they all do it.
Yep. That's right.
And that I think is this mentality that you were talking about in pack dynamics, right? Isn't that it?
Yep. That's right.
Okay. Let's talk more about that. So today's two-hour broadcast, pack mentality in dogs and also people, and spiritual energy. Gwyneth Isaacs. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My husband says, "You are what you eat." Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, I was in Springfield, Missouri. And I was on the road was four lanes plus two turn lanes coming toward each other. So there's two through traffic lanes going each way. So that's four lanes plus two turn lanes that's going each way. So that'd be, there's four plus four more, that's eight. And then there's four merging lanes coming into this area, all in the same place. A lot of lanes. And four traffic lights. And so it's in the city of Springfield. So I'm going about, there's all kinds of traffic there, everywhere you look, and where I was yesterday. And this sports car came from behind me, flew past me, and then pulled in front of me, and then made a right-hand turn. Now, so he's behind me, and all he has to do is turn right and go into this parking lot. He wants to go into a car dealership.
Yeah.
But instead he has to fly around me. Now, he's saving 200 feet. Literally. That's all he's saving by going in front of me is 200 feet. He races in, slams on his brakes, turns in front of me. So I hit the horn. What does he do? He gives me the finger. And here's the point. Does it, and I've said this before, does everybody have to cut me off? Everybody? And it's not like my driving is so slow that I'm causing a traffic jam. It's not like that at all. I'm moving with the rest of the traffic, whether I'm on the interstate or a back road, whatever it is. I'm not speeding, and I'm not just poking along. I'm doing the normal speed that is safe.
Blending with most traffic.
Yeah. And what I'm noticing is the amount of carelessness, the amount of rudeness, the amount of me first. I have never seen anything like it. I've seen people look, they see me coming, and they go, you know what? There's almost enough time to cut that guy off. Let's cut him off because he can stop in time. He'll slam on the brakes. And that's what's happening. Are you seeing that in your country?
I absolutely am. You know, the other day I was in a bus and I was heading from our little country town, which is, you know, about 20 kilometres from where we live, going on the bus to the major city because I had things in the major city that I needed. And there was a heavy fog, okay? And we had in front of us a prime mover, and there was, you know, sitting just behind us. Now, hang on. There was the bus, and then there was this car that was sitting in front of the bus, between the bus and the prime mover. Okay? That's like a tractor with maybe one or two trailers. I think it had two trailers. Okay? And we could see this car was just wanting to go out and overtake the prime mover. Okay? And you could see that he, because we drive on the left in this country, he was gradually, you know, edging out towards the right and then changing his mind and then going back in, then edging out and then going back in. There was a fog where you could not see probably 20 metres of the road in front of you. So you could absolutely not see the front of the prime mover. Okay? And do you know something? He was just edging out and then going back in, edging out and then going back in. And then eventually, the prime mover moved out to the right-hand side of the road, moved through the fog, still not being able to see where he was going. And we saw on the bus this prime mover move out into the fog, go up into God only knows what. He couldn't see, obviously. Okay, and then he moved back in. He overtook a farmer in a four-ton truck carrying livestock. Do you, car that was between the bus and the prime mover knew that he would also have to overtake a four-ton truck carrying livestock?
Yep.
And from memory, you know, there was a bull in this four-ton truck. So it was a four-ton truck with a cage, you know, on the tray, and there was a bull on the tray. How's that? And if there had been something coming in the opposite direction through the fog, there's no way that that car would have been able to see it, and he would have been tangled up in a crash with a bus, a 18-wheeler, and a four-ton farmer's truck with a bull on the back.
It tears me up. It tears me up when I see people with these vehicles do careless things when... it tears me up to see...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in class. If you'd like to find out more about Gwyneth, she's an Australian. You can go to USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Page number one, you'll find a link to her, and also on the instructors tab at USA Prepares. Gwyneth, we're talking about pack dynamics. And there's a post on dailymail.co.uk. Title, Dash Cam Captures Cop Kneeing and Punching Driver in Brutal Attack after the Minnesota motorist tailgated an off-duty officer. And I looked at the video, and according to this post, it says in the video, Worthington police officer, it mentions his name, also a member of the Buffalo Ridge Drug Task Force, can be seen pulling over an SUV. When the car stops, he appears, get out, and he uses all these expletives. I mean, as extreme as you could possibly imagine. And then he opens the driver's door of the SUV that, that he pulled over. And then you can see him punching and kneeing this driver. Before that, you can see in the video that the cop has his gun drawn as he approaches the car. Now, he's also, looks like he's wearing his body armor under his police T-shirt, and there's a uniformed in blue cop with him. Now, it looks like the uniformed cop is an older cop, and the cop is kind of just standing there on the other, on the sidewalk side of the SUV while the motorist is being beaten, literally beaten, yanked out of his car, thrown to the ground, and both cops handcuff him. Okay? An extreme case of police brutality, it appears, based on what I've seen. So the article goes on to say that this guy is being, the motorist is being, according to the criminal complaint, which may be bogus or it may be bona fide, it says he was charged with possessing marijuana, assault with a dangerous weapon, whatever that means, fleeing police in a vehicle, and driving after his license was revoked. So with those charges, it would appear that, you know, this guy might be a problem. The motorist might be a problem. However, I'd like to share this with our class. I was driving with a suspended license. Now, you might think that Vinny might be a bad guy, driving with a suspended license. But let me tell you why I was driving or operating my vehicle with a suspended license. I had, there was a theft that involved my wallet, my credit cards, cash, and I had this little bag that I used to carry with me. And it had all those things contained within this little bag. And you might call it a pocketbook. It was actually a very small case. Think of it like a case that you might have for an iPad with two little handle straps, and it was made out of nylon with a zipper. So it had room for a check ledger, credit cards, wallet, and things you might want to have with you, some cash. And that's what I had. And it was stolen from my car. And the minute I realized it was stolen, I went to the DMV. And I filed a police report. That was useless. And I applied for a replacement license because I had the belief that mine wasn't coming back because it was stolen. Well, at DMV, they told me they couldn't give me a replacement license because my driving privilege was revoked. And I said, what? What are you talking about? I have the highest driving record in the Commonwealth of Virginia and in the state of Missouri. The highest you can get. The best you can get. You can't get a better one. And in pursuit of what's this all about, I found out that there was an unpaid fine of $20. Okay?
Dear me.
And it was bogus. Somebody didn't like me. It was worse than that. Somebody didn't like me in the state of Missouri, and they placed a bogus fine on my driving privileges and revoked my license as a result of this. Now, this is something that happens to people that the state doesn't like.
That's absolutely true.
It is true. They blamed it on a typographical error. Okay, they said, "Oh, most so sorry. We it was a clerk." I always blame the clerks, right? I don't buy it. I believe, and I've heard this from someone at the Missouri House of Representatives. If they don't like you, if the governor doesn't like you, if other people in the state government don't like you, they can make you have a fine and suspend your driving privileges. And the hope is, from their team, the hope is that you're traveling, you get pulled over, then you get arrested for driving with a suspended or revoked license. Just like the guy I just talked about.
Yep. And then you might even get killed if they're lucky.
Well, I saw this cop with the body armor on, the police uniform, a police T-shirt on, and he approached this SUV with his gun drawn.
Yep. He was preparing for something.
Absolutely. Now, did this guy have marijuana? I don't know. Do I believe it? No, I don't really believe it. I believe that this guy that pulled him over was in the drug task force. He probably carries marijuana with him, and he drops it in cars. I mean, I don't know if that's a fact. I really don't. But I can see where that could very easily happen. Planted evidence. What I'm saying is, if you see videos like this, you'll see the behavior of these people in uniform. And you see how outrageous they are. And, class, if you've got a pacemaker, or you've got a heart condition, or you've got a lung condition, a respiratory condition, these guys may kill you. They may kill you. It's getting so dangerous on the streets that I don't want to be there. Between the cops and the reckless behavior of those around me, including the cops, I don't want to be there.
Yeah. And it all does go down to pack mentality. They are operating like a pack of wild dogs. That's exactly how they're behaving. Now, I want to, qualify that statement with how I can actually say that. When I was a child, I was born at the... My dad was a breeder of curly-coated retrievers, and he was a registered breeder. He bred show dogs. Okay? And he had a bitch who was a curly retriever bitch, and she had a litter of puppies around about the time that I was born. So this curly retriever bitch actually thought that I was one of her pups. And she more or less adopted me even after all of her pups had gone to their new homes. Okay? Now, what happened was... I grew up with dogs, knowing how dogs thought, how dogs act, etc., etc., okay? And as I speak, I'm about to put a pup out the door to do its business. Because we've got a new puppy here, okay? And this was what prompted my email. Because we also have her mother here, and her mother is free range about the property. She's one of our dogs, and she had this puppy. And seeing how we, as a family, have dogs, and sometimes there's a pup born, sometimes there's more than one pup born on this place, and how the pups grow up in our family, how the children grow up in our family, and how we operate as a family, dogs and humans, as a pack. And we all know that we're in the pack, we're bonded to each other, we're loyal, we're all good people. My dogs don't go around killing livestock or anything like that. The ones who can be completely trusted off the chain, they get to stay off the chain, okay? The ones that I think, well, you know, I'd keep them off the chain during the day maybe, sometimes if we're all here and if I can keep an eye on them. But, you know, we don't want them... although they wouldn't attack farmers' livestock, we don't want them going over the road into the neighbour farmer's paddock thinking that they could round up his sheep. You know what I mean? So, you know, they're the sheepdogs. They're let off under supervision. But even so, they know that they're in the pack and they don't tend to stray. Now, with the police, they have their own pack, and they are not as well behaved in their pack as what we are with our pack. Because, for instance, I don't take my dogs out and go, I don't know, randomly harassing people with my dogs, training my dogs to bark at a hidden command and then accusing people of having something and claiming that my dog is a trained sniffer dog that's trained to sniff for certain things. Is this making sense to you, Vincent? Do you know of this sort of scenario that has happened? Because I have certainly heard about it.
Well, I can tell you that we had an expo in the city of Lebanon, and the cops have brought their dogs to walk through the aisles among our guests, among our students, among our instructors, with me. I mean, not walking with me. The cops just showed up, and they bring their canine dogs with them, their drug-sniffing dogs. Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen them walk in formation. I've seen them push their weight around. And I find it an outrage. I don't know who these people think they are, that they can just show up at a private event. They call it a public event. Well, you have to pay a fee to get in, and you have to be admitted in. And these guys think that they can do whatever they want, and they can sniff out whatever they want. And imagine how that would make the news if they ever found something.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. So, Gwyneth, you know, at our Get Prepared Expo, the cops showed up and the K-9 team showed up. And they decided that they were going to show us how everything works. And so they walked down the aisles. And, you know, they literally frightened our guests. And we had three guests. They were in the medical profession. And they came from Georgia. And they drove from Georgia to be with us. And then when the cops showed up, they were so afraid, they left. And they absolutely damaged our expo. And I'm not willing to put up with the city of Lebanon, Missouri, and their tactics when we are the tenants of the facility
absolutely disgusting.
It is. So we haven't had an expo.
I'm using that word a lot, but I think it's justified.
Mm-hmm. We've decided that we're going to put on hold any more expos until, you know, we would have to have a private venue. Not a public venue. And here's the problem. What has happened is all of the venues that I know of are either state properties, county properties, city properties, or city-county properties.
Yeah.
Municipal. And they feel that after they rent you the use of the facility, that they're still in charge. That's what they feel.
Yeah.
And I'm not willing to let them run roughshod over us and scare and frighten our guests. And when they come in with the dogs, young children will see these dogs and think, well, there's a puppy just like mine, and boy, isn't that a nice dog. Well, as you said, these dogs are trained to bark on secret commands, hand signals, and words. They are also trained to attack on hand signals and words and motions.
And even subsonic and supersonic sounds that you and I can't hear. So there needn't even be any visible hand signal. That cop could have a device in his hand that sends out a subsonic or supersonic sound that the dog can hear, All that you, or in his hand in his pocket, or anything like that, okay? You know, or anywhere, just, you know, maybe strapped to his leg, where he just has to sort of put some pressure on the inside, on the outside of his leg or something, and just press a button somehow on his person. You know, send out a sound frequency, and you know, this is standard dog training behavior. This is normal. People have been using these, you know, this is even the very definition of dog whistle. You know what I mean? Like a frequency of sound that we can't hear, but the dogs can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I've got to tell you, I have never, never trained a dog to do that. I've never trained it. Yeah, they do.
They absolutely do.
They have guns and tasers and batons and shotguns and all
and
kinds
dogs
of devices.
Are weapons. I would never dream of training a dog as a weapon, okay, that I could release on command to go and kill someone, okay? I would know how to do it because, as I mentioned, I've studied dog behavior my entire life. Okay, and also I've actually got a book on my bookshelf, and it's called The Behavior of Wolves, Dogs, and Other Canids, and it's written by, I kid you not, written by a man by the name of Michael Fox. And probably if you went on Amazon, you could buy it. But if you read a book like that, you can figure out how to train a dog to do almost anything, including be a weapon. I wouldn't do that, but I know that the police do, and they do it on a regular basis. And that's, as I said, disgusting.
And there, according to an article I've read, just about every city, has a canine
weaponized dog program.
Weaponized dogs. Yep. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. You can find her at usapreparis.com, page number one, and on the instructors tab. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.